All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. So we're going to pick up in Meretz Hashem on page Reish Yotes. Again, if you're following in the red edition of the Mishnah, that's right, Prophet. The truth is these sheets still work. Thank you very much. So the Ramchal writes the following. He says, "V'hinei vaday." So remember, again, this particular chapter is focused on the ability to acquire the Midah of Chasidus. So far what Ramchal has taught us is that in order to acquire this particular Midah, one must engage in his Bodedus. One must engage in, first of all, contemplation, but the kind of contemplation that sometimes takes place alone, away from others. The type of contemplation, ultimately, again, that allows one to think about life, that allows one to think about themselves. V'hinei vaday she'ya'azrehu lazeh rov hasmada v'ha'iyun b'mizmorei David. So we'll see here that is something very beautiful. He says one of the things that helps a person to contemplate and ultimately leads them to the path of Chasidus is Tehillim. Is Tehillim to go ahead and, he says again, I was translating the words, something that will help you come to this acquisition of the Midah of Chasidus is Rov Hasmada. Spending time to focus and to concentrate. Va'iyun b'mizmori David Tehillim, b'mizmori David alav shalom. V'zbonin osbam contemplating the kapitlach uba'amarehem their statement v'inyonim and their topics. Ki biyosim kulam maleim ahava v'yira v'chol mini chasidus. Because Rabbi says Tehillim is filled with all types of expressions of love for the Ribono Shel Olam, reverence for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All different types of piety. Hine behis bonin obam lo yimane mehis orer bo his orus gadol lotzeis beikvos of lalachas bidrachav. So we'll say it is no question that when a person ultimately contemplates Tehillim, he almost can't prevent. It's almost like you can't help but be inspired. You can't help but be awakened and to go ahead lotzeis beikvos of lalachas bidrachav. So this is an incredible idea. That the Ramchal is saying that Sefer Tehillim is a way. Now remember, he's not just talking about recitation of Tehillim. He's literally talking about contemplation of Tehillim, taking the time to understand what David HaMelech meant, taking the time to understand the circumstances of the particular kapitel. Because we'll say, you know, it's interesting that this is not true for every kapitel, but many kapitlach in Sefer Tehillim were not simply authored by David, but were authored by David in response to particular circumstances and situations. There was something happening in David HaMelech's life, and the response to that particular event, the response to that particular reality, was the authorship of a particular kapitel. So the idea is that when you say Tehillim, or when you learn Tehillim, this is even just saying Tehillim, there's his oros, a person is awakened when they're able to say Tehillim. So taking also a step further with this is Sefer Tehillim also is all about David HaMelech's struggles. And the incredible part about Sefer Tehillim is that as much as David HaMelech struggled, and he had many, many, many struggles, at the end of the day, he always maintained his dveikus, he always maintained his connection to the Ribono Shel Olam. And that's also a source of inspiration. So when you go and you read the Kapitlach of Tehillim, you try to understand the Kapitlach of Tehillim, you understand David HaMelech's struggles, appreciate his struggles, but also understand how far he went, to what lengths he went to be able to maintain and to sustain his dveikus. That in and of itself is a segula for ones, not a segula. I spoke about segulas. It's not a segula like, you know, a red bandala, you know, around your wrist. You don't need segulas like that, right? We don't need to rely on things like that. I will say, you know, as I said, because it's a cop out. That's why. Because, should be given it to the shul. I could have given you a much better school. So see, you understand. I was mentioning this at a different share. You know, I once had a Rebbe who said that, you know, everybody's looking for different schools. You know, there's an incredible skula for becoming a Talmud Chacham. You know what the skula is? You know, stay in the base medrash. You know, that's the skula of becoming a Talmud Chacham. You want a skula for becoming a Baal Chesed, do Chesed. Skula for becoming Shalom Bayis, work hard on your marriage. These are all incredible skulas that are very hard to come by. So what he's saying over here, so this recitation of Tehillim is not just simply a skula of Tehillim. What this is saying over here is that Lamaisa, the words of Tehillim themselves are just inspirational. I'll just tell you, just as a side piece, you should know that it's a really, really wonderful practice. You know that if you say five kapitlach of Tehillim a day, you finish Sefer Tehillim every single month. The truth is, it's a very small investment of time. Five kapitlach a day, it's true, some of them are longer than others, but it'll never take you more than 7 minutes, maximum every day. And to be able to finish Sefer Tehillim every single month is huge. It's huge, besides the fact that it gives you a familiarity with the words of David HaMelech, which are so inspirational and so moving. So if you're looking for something to take on, you know, you're only, what's today? Today is the 12th. The 12th of Tishrei. So, what do you have? So you're only 60 kapitlach, you know, behind. It's really, it sounds like a lot, but it's actually not a lot. But even if you don't do it on the calendar cycle, to be able to go at five kapitlach a day, incredibly important.
He says to contemplate the Tehillim. He says to understand the meaning, the content.
Right. But even if you even if you start off by just saying them, that's good also.
Jews
for thousands of years have been benefiting from just saying it. Because the truth is, you'll see, there's no such thing as just saying Tehillim. The words of Tehillim are so profound that even when you quote-unquote just say them, meaning without learning, I know what you meant. But Ram Chal meant, it's like, even without learning it, that's a benefit to the neshama. It awakens you. You'll see. Do it. Take the Tehillim challenge, five kapitlach a day, and you'll see about it. It just changes you. But I'm sorry. Kofiyot test. You'll clear your calendar for Kofiyot test. He says, "B'chin tovi lakriya b'sipur masei chasidim." Bo said, "This is also incredibly important." He says, "Also, it's important to go ahead and literally read stories of Chassidim, stories of righteous people. Ba'agados asher ba'usham, kol eila ma'orim es ha'secha lehisya'is v'la'asos kima'aseim ha'nechmadim v'zemavuar. This is also very important. Read stories of Tzadikim. I remember, this is always so interesting, my grandmother, Zichrona Livracha, when in her last years, it was so interesting, she was an immigrant, she came here after the war, so she had good English, but she never like spent a lot of time reading. The last years, all she read was stories of Tzadikim. So it's such an interesting thing, such an interesting dynamic. So, but when you read stories of Tzadikim, you have to read the right kind of stories of Tzadikim. Because, you know, sometimes the stories of Tzadikim, you know, kind of almost deify Tzadikim a little bit. Which, the problem, of course, with that is that it makes them totally inaccessible to us. But you read Sipuri Tzadikim about the greatness of people, it's inspiring. It's really inspiring. The truth is just to read the stories. So whether you read it, the Gemaras are filled with stories like that, or the truth is that Baruch Hashem, we live in a time when there's access to many Sfarim, but to read Sipuri Tzadikim and to go ahead and really appreciate the great heights to which people are capable of climbing. So as I say, isn't this beautiful? If you just pause here to reflect for just a moment. Like here, the Ramchal is trying to teach us how to become Chassidim, right? How to become righteous and pious individuals. And yet, what are the first two Eitzos he tells us? Say Tehillim. I will say again, say Tehillim, because like, you understand what he's saying? Do you understand really where he's going with this?
Create connections between your
own. Correct. And what he's saying is, and this has kind of been the theme of our season, of Yom HaNoraim, he's saying is that the pathway to Chassidus is paved through the heart and not through the mind. So the problem is, so often we approach everything, including our Yiddishkeit, through our mind, when we really should be approaching it through our heart. So you want to be a chassid, you want to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, I'm going to tell you, there are many ways, there are many different parts to this mission, but Lamaisa, again, start with some Tehillim. Say Tehillim every single day. Read stories of great people. Connect to human greatness through your heart. And yes, a little bit through your mind as well. And that's how you pave the path to Chassidus. So that's the first part. So I said, this is just, I marvel at this. Because here he was describing, we spent so much time discussing like what Chassidus is. And it's not Poshet, right? Chassidus is intuiting the will of God. And it's not a simple thing. And yet you had expected that he was going to have some complex spiritual regimen for going ahead and trying to become a chassid. And meanwhile, what he's saying is, read Tehillim every single day. Learn Sipuri Chassidim, Sipuri Tzadikim, stories of righteous people. Go ahead, and that's how you'll become a chassid. It's just, it's amazing that this, sometimes, the pathway to proper spirituality and a beautiful relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is easy. Not everything in Judaism is complicated. Contrary to popular opinion, some things are actually quite straightforward. However, now he goes on, ach, mafsidi achasidus. They will say, but there are certain things that detract from chasidus, certain things that prevent me from becoming a chasid. What are they? Heim hatrados v'hadagos. Who says another profound piece. So, trados, tirda, if you take a look at footnote 21, he says, what's a tirda? Be'inyonim achirim. Afim him mutarim v'nitzrachim. Hama'asikos es das adim umatridos oso minis bonus ru'uya. Suppose say, so what's one of the things that detracts from chassidus? Or what's one of the things, ultimately, again, that is an obstacle to becoming a chassid? So trados means ultimately getting involved in other things. Others will say, this is an incredible yisod. To become a chassid, it has to be a constant preoccupation. You know, if a person says, I'm going to work on becoming a chassid, you know, on Tuesdays, Thursdays, and alternate Mondays, that doesn't work like that. It's got to be something that I plug time into every single day. Because also, we know, anything that you do not work on daily, what happens? What happens? Right, you don't get anywhere with it. That's the real truth. It's the same thing with our learning. If you don't learn every single day, and you just learn whatever every once in a while, you're not going to see real bracha or headway in your learning. There are certain things in life that are so important that you need to plug time into it each and every day. So learning is one of those things. Davening is one of those things. Shalom bayis is one of those things. If you're not constantly preoccupied with it, then lemaisa, again, you're not going to see any significant headway in it. So one of the things that detracts from chassidus is tirados, is the fact that we get involved and preoccupied with other things. I must say, obviously, person is not going to be able to salivai. Person should be zocha to spend their time, you know, just focusing on developing their midah of chassidus. That, of course, is not a reality for most of us. But you know that you can be involved in multiple things, but your mind could still be on the things that are important to you. So meaning, I could be at work, but still thinking about the fact that I really need to work on myself to become a greater chassid. I could be mowing the lawn, I could be doing whatever I have to do, but in my headspace, in my mind, I know what it is that I have to focus on. So number one that detracts, that kind of derails us from actualizing our chassidus, is tirados. The fact that we have a preoccupation with other things. Next, v'hadayos. Daigos abosai are worries. If you take a look at footnote 22, he says, hadayos, hayachas hargeshi lo'osam ha'inyonim, ha'is anios v'bakashos adrachim la'asosam kuroi. V'chashash v'acharad shlo yasliach b'ham. So abosai, so again, the other thing that detracts from chassidus is worry. Is worry, where a person is constantly worrying and constantly anxious about things in life. Because if a person's mind is constantly preoccupied with his da'agos, with his worries, and with his different dealings, it is impossible to devote oneself to the necessary contemplation that is required to achieve chassidus. Umibli his boninos, and I will say without the ability to devote some headspace to think about the Ratzon Hashem, the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants from me, that's what chassidus is, I won't acquire chassidus. Va'afilu im kevar hisigo kvar, and even if you're the kind of person that's already acquired this midah, hine haturados machrichos es hasechel, Uma'arbavos oso ve'inom manichos oso leschazek biyira uba'ava b'sharin yonim hashayachem ala chassidus ka'asher zechadi. Bless you. So listen to what Ramchal says. Ramchal says there is something, bless you, exceptionally profound, which is that what? Which is that lemaisa, that sometimes the greatest enemy of Chassidus, and I will say it's not just Chassidus, but it's one of the greatest enemies of spiritual growth in general, is lack of time for contemplation, is busyness. And I will say, now sometimes we're busy, but more often than not, we're busy with things that we don't necessarily need to be busy with. And the truth is, if we managed our time properly, you know, people say, I don't have time. You know, we're amongst friends, so let's be honest with ourselves. It's amazing how I don't have time for this, this, and that, but I have time to go to the baseball game. People have 5 hours on a Sunday to watch grown men jump on each other, which to me is, I have to tell you, this is just not, I'm not, everybody should have their outlets. 5 hours is a lifetime. A lifetime. At least TiVo it and watch it without the commercials afterwards. You know, it's unimaginable. It's unimaginable. It's like 5 hours. Can you imagine? It's Yesh Kana Olamo B'Sha Achas. A person could acquire his whole world in 1 hour, and there's 5 hours of large men in tight pants, and that's manish. Like what? And I'm saying, you have to be smart. Person has to really think about how they're going to use their life and how. I'm not. Everybody needs an outlet. And everybody needs recreation. I'm not chas v'shalom. I'm not saying a person, you know, should sit in the base medrash all day. No, it's good to have fun, and it's good to have outlets, and it's good to have enjoyment. It's good to have recreation. These are all important things, but never ever say you don't have time. Never ever say you don't have time, because if you watch football on Sundays, you have time. You have too much time if you're able to sit down and watch the whole game on a Sunday. Again, that's your outlet, that's your recreation. Good, but don't come back. And then when something else has to get done, something else important has to happen in life, suddenly you don't have time. So what Ramchal is saying is, this is one of the greatest challenges. The greatest challenge to becoming a chassid is carving out the time for proper contemplation. Because without the time for proper contemplation, person's never going to be able to think about what their life is, where their life is going, who they have become. And remember, again, I will say, this goes back. So you're seeing he's building a tier over here. He's building a system. So step number one to the acquisition, and we really have to start that feeling. Step number one to the acquisition of the Midah of Chassidus, ultimately, again, is that a person has to take time for two things. It's a double-sided coin. His boninus and his bodidus. Person has to take time to be alone with themselves, but in order to be able to have a meaningful, thoughtful, introspective process. So I need to have time, that's his bodidus, time with myself, in order to have his boninus, in order to be able to think about things. Number two, says Ramchal, Tehillim Sipuri Chassidim. But says Ramchal, so why is it, if it's so simple to become a chassid, it really is. Think about it, if it's so simple to become a chassid, so why don't we do it? So we don't do it because, quote-unquote, we don't have enough time. Because no one. Most of us just don't have enough time to be able to reach this level. And says Ramchal, that's how the Satan works. So this goes all the way back to the beginning of Mesilas Yesharim, where the Ramchal pointed out that the Yetzirah very rarely tells us to sin. What the Yetzirah does do is the Yetzirah tries to convince us that there's simply not enough time, right? So we'll say it's an amazing thing, just to use the meta, the expression, you know, if the game goes into extra innings, then mamish, it's a bonus. If shul goes 10 extra minutes, oh no, what's going on over here? Come on, let's not be those, we were those kind of people maybe last year, let's not be those kind of people going forward. Person has to have the hisboninos, hisbodidus, we'll say carve out the time. And we're talking about 5 minutes that a person just closes their eyes, sits in absolute quiet, thinks about where their life is, what their life is, where their life is going. So as long as a person takes that time, says the Ramchal, I'll be able to accomplish all of these steps. But just know, that's the Satan's greatest tool, is he convinces us there's no time, you're too busy, you're too harried. And Nebuch, a person could go through life being too busy, too harried. They wake up one day, they're advanced in years, and they haven't accomplished the things they want to. Says Ramchal, take the time for his boninus, his bodidus, and ultimately the path for chassidus will unfold right in front of me. All right, so we'll stop over here. It looks like next year is going to be after Sukkot, because Chol HaMoed, we don't have Mesilas Yesharim. I'm sorry?
Do you have time for
We have time to come earlier. I'm a Kabbalah, the Worcester. All right, we'll find time for Musa.